This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. Getting comfortable in the seat again. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Look, be part of the conversation. Be part. Just be part of the solution. I say this every night, and I mean it sincerely. You got to get involved. You got to get engaged. You got to hear what other people have to say. Right? Or else, how do you form the information you need to be able to discuss with them? You can't just point to somebody and say, you're an idiot. Doesn't work. I'm going to tell you. Tried it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. It's easy stuff. joe@therealside.com. Okay. Last night... I wasn't here, as you know. I had some mouth work done, and the week before, I kind of had the same thing done, and it was so hard. Kind of chewed my tongue a couple times. So hard to get through a couple of hours. Not that it's the end of the world, but it was easier just to say, hey, Arif, want to thank him for filling in. Great job that he did as well. Good information. Always good information from Arif. Seriously. So, anyway... All right, the buzz today is what? The IG report, right? Everybody is just going on their minds with the IG report. Can I ask you guys, raise your hand, seriously. Yes, depending on how you look at it and what kind of, you know, spin you put on it. And again, I'm not beating on Hannity, but if you look at it, you got Hannity on one end of the spectrum. Right? Oh my God, this is damn it, this is terrible, this is that. Yeah, but really, what came out of this? In my mind's eye, what I'm thinking, what came out of this again was that I have so many hopes for William Barr. I really do. I still do. I don't think this is, not that this, but not a dead issue yet for me, right? So the Justice Department, you know, was unveiled, what do you want to call this? Handed over, gave the report. They rebuked James Comey, former FBI director. Now, his handling of the memos weren't right. They detailed his conversations with President Trump, which are a violation of FBI policies. But we don't know if they're a violation of law. The reports from DOJ Inspector General Michael Horowitz rebutted Comey's claim that the memos were merely personal recollections and not official FBI record. It was a joke. We all know that's a joke. We knew it was a joke when he said it. The FBI chief should have a clue. Should he not have a clue as to what's classified and what's not? Now, the Inspector General was all over what Comey did. Very, very critical the way he handled those. But he didn't make a recommendation as to whether charges should be filed against them. And now you find out that the DOJ is not going to file charges. Now, I'm not an expert. I don't know why they decided not to until I get some information on it, some more. I'm not going to comment that much about it. But if for no other reason, whether it's against the law or not, It's against policy. Right? The FBI's policy. You're having conversations. Can you imagine if this was Obama? Can you imagine if an AG that's supposed to be protecting the government, protecting the American, not government, but the American people, I guess we are the government, did this kind of thing? Right? I mean, Bill Holder, no, Eric Holder, I'm sorry, not Bill Holder, Eric Holder, if you think about it, he was definitely, as he said, the president's wingman. He covered for Obama. Never got called out. I got to tell you something. I'm so confused about all this. Because as much as President Trump said he's going to come in, not so much save the day, but, you know, drain the swamp, is it really that deep? Is it really that so ingrained? Is it really that so set in cement that it's that hard to move? Now, he has shaken them up tremendously. It would be great if Barr would come out, not just say, I decline to prosecute, but give a whole list of reasons why he doesn't see this happening. Just like our pal Comey did, remember? When he said he refused to prosecute, in essence, or asked that Hillary be prosecuted, even though she should have been, even though she did these things wrong. He had no problem saying that. I think Barr should do exactly the same thing. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Right? Do you really think this report gives Trump any ammunition? Right? I mean, the FBI, if you look at this, you think, and again, so we're clear. When I'm beating on the FBI, I am not beating on rank and file, because rank and file is kicking butt to make things happen. Rank and file is working hard to keep us safe. And then they hit the walls, because all during this thing, I've got a couple of buddies in the rank and file, and they were beside themselves. They could not understand why things were going the way they were going. They really were sure with the information they had that this is the rank and file now, that Mrs. Clinton was going to be, she was going to stand charges. She was going to be indicted. And when Comey came out and said no, he wouldn't do it, everything fell apart. I'm not kidding you. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Doko Far. Terry Lynn from Ohio. Thanks for joining us tonight. Carlos from Orlando, Florida. And from Indy. That's Indiana, not Independence, right? Sandy, thanks for being with us tonight. We'll be back in a few minutes. You know who's joining us. If you don't, you're not a regular and you're in for a kick. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me. Okay?
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Come on, it was great music. They don't have great music anymore. That was great music. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Be part of the conversation. Truly, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, and we have a live chat room going on there if you're not following on Facebook. And I'm not pushing you to follow Facebook. I mean, they could care less. And they're squelching more and more and more and more and more conservative voices. So anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. The guy you've been waiting for, or I've been waiting for, so I can take a little break, is Corey Duncan joins us as he does every week. Always love his insight into what's happening and what's going on out there in the real world. Corey, thanks. First of all, thanks for being with me. I appreciate it. You know,
always a pleasure to appear. Thank you. I'd like to thank all of the loyal listeners and patriots, and also all of all my pro-black black liberals that like to call, like to spitball, and you know. But then when I catch them, you know, it's not a whole lot of talking. And I also want to give a big shout out to all of my family. And also all of my Aggie family, Texas A&M started their season tonight. We are 14 to nothing. Woo-hoo. Let's keep it going.
There you go. That's right. Because you know how I am with sports. I grew up with the Patriots. So I'm not a big sports guy because they couldn't win if the other team didn't show up at the time, you know, in their career.
I could care less pretty much about the NFL. I'm a Texas A&M alum, and, you know, that's all I care about is college football.
Oh, there you go. Okay. There you go. Yeah. You're one of those. All right, yeah. Great. Yeah. Anyhow. All right, so listen, I haven't done any call screening or anything. I don't know what this call is about, but we're gonna bring on Jackson from Pennsylvania. He wants to start a conversation with our buddy Comey. Jackson, you're on the air with Corey Duncan.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. It's a nice evening, man. Steelers are up 16-10.
All right, so I got two football guys on the online. Thank you so much.
Wow. Hey, man, listen.
That's an awesome franchise.
Well, Corey, hold on. Yeah, he's got a question for you. Hold on.
Out.
Go ahead.
But they shut me off your channel. And I got your number, dude. YouTube.
Oh.
They got me banned, man. I mean, they hide everything. You know, as soon as I get a live chat or something, I'm gone.
Oh.
And I got your number, and I was like, man, I'm going to try the number. So I wrote it down. I didn't write it down, actually. I just put it in my phone as I was watching you, and then it went off. Now I got amazing Pauly. It's funnier than hell. I'm like, wow, this is crazy. Yeah, these people ban you.
So go ahead. You said you want to start a conversation with
I don't know.
Corey.
What would you like to talk about? I've been doing research for so long. I'm like a QAnon. I don't know if you guys ever heard of that.
No.
Jackson. I'm not a QAnon. I'm just a follower, but I've done a lot of research.
Okay. Do you have a conversation you want to have with Corey in particular about a particular issue?
No. I really don't know what Corey represents.
All right. So let's do this, Jackson. Why don't you listen to the conversation for a little while, and then if you have a specific question for him, you can call back in. How's that?
All right, man. Let's hear what you got to say.
All right. Thank you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. All right, Corey. Well, that's how it goes. That's how it starts. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, that was...
At least he was honest about it, right? He didn't just call the...
Well, I was cool. I mean, I'm really honored that he wanted to join in, you know, with this segment. And, you know, so if he feels like he wants to talk about something, he called back. I was really, you know, grabbing and I embraced because I thought it was one of these pro blacky black or the white guilt people that feel guilty about you know they want this. They just want to give a black man a hug and then you know.
Let's get down to some of the fun for today. You know, the IG report came out. They're talking about Comey and basically saying that even though what he did was against FBI protocol, it was not against the law necessarily. Because, and they go through a whole bunch of reasons, but some of them were, you know, the stuff that he gave out wasn't really classified, but it might have been classified. It just depends on who decides it's classified. I'm going, wait a minute. We have guys that we've indicted and put in jail because of one email, okay? and Comey, who's the head of the FBI, who should know what needs to be put out or not be put out, and once again, a college professor to leak information out to the newspaper, he walks away scot-free. But does he walk away scot-free? At some point in time, is there anything that'll come back and bite him here? You were in that world, if you would.
You know, I can't really comment on this because I haven't followed it, as well as you have or your listeners. So I can't really give a commentary on that because I haven't followed it, and I don't like to give commentary about things that I haven't followed. But the report came out, and this is a comment that I'll make about this is that. That most of our, and especially the FBI, and I'm not going to say everyone there, really infiltrated by liberals. And when you take and you swear you're sworn to do what you're supposed to do, you know, to defend this country and also to keep people safe, and you take your oath of office when you sign up for things like the FBI or the Secret Service, and you know, it's about a badge of honor. And if you're not going to be honorable, and you're going to, that's what's wrong with the world. And I've had this discussion with plenty of people this week, including Anna. And it's just, the problem here is that everything is about politics. Nothing is about merit. Nothing is about anything else but politics. And that's why we have all of these old moist people when you say something and they get all. You got all these men that's more sensitive than women now. And it's sick. I'll talk to you guys.
Thank you. I appreciate that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. More on Comey with Corey right after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Our highest priority is the safety and security of the people.
in the path of the hurricane.
As Dorian churns toward Florida, President Trump says he will be staying in Washington, D.C. throughout the storm, and he is sending Vice President Mike Pence to Poland, a trip he was supposed to be on this Labor Day weekend.
I will be rescheduling my trip to Poland in the near future.
The president making his remarks about the storm in the Rose Garden at a ceremony about space.
Very important for me to be here. The storm looks like it could be a very, very big one indeed.
To the Comey report now, the Inspector General Michael Horowitz finds the former FBI Director James Comey broke rules and set a dangerous precedent. But despite the damaging findings in the report, the Justice Department not prosecuting Comey. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
I can't touch this.
Wow, if this ain't Corey Duncan night, I don't know what is.
Can't touch this.
We are back. Joe was in your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Let's just bring him in. I always have so much fun with him. Corey Duncan joins me as he does every week, and I do appreciate the time and his perspective on the things that are going on. And, Corey, thanks so much for being with me.
Oh, it's a pleasure to appear. Thank you, and God bless. I just want to thank everyone for tuning in this week and continue to tune into this segment and all segments that Joe has on. You know, I was tuned in the other night, and you had a very interesting guest on. And you, well, not a guest, but you had an interesting conversation going on. Communications problems on your website, but I'm sure you'll get that cleared up. But I always try to tune in at least one to two times a week. You know, especially Friday night. You know, when Xander is on.
Yeah.
And I want to say a big hello to him. Also, I haven't talked to him in a long time. And also to Kim and. Andrea K.
Well, you got Kimberly Marin, Andrea K.
Yeah, Kimberly. Yeah. Kimberly.
So
I want to say a big hello to them. Shout out to them also.
So let's get back to the Comey thing, because it's just so, you were finishing up a thought on that as to, again, even Rod Rosenstein, who I don't have a lot of respect for, came out today and said, you know what? He knew. He knew what he was doing. He knew what he should have been doing, and he didn't stick to the rules. So go ahead.
Well, see, the problem of it is that the politics have really clouded a lot of these people. A lot of them are good people, even if they are liberal. A lot of them used to didn't put politics before safety and about clear judgment. So now what you're getting is you're getting a lot of these guys that are just, they're ultra liberal, and you know, they're not socialists, they're liberals. And what they are is their party affiliation is, they're putting party affiliation before clear judgment. Mm-hmm. And the thing of this is that when you put your hand and raise your hand and you say that you're gonna honor everything that's that you're sitting up there saying that that's what you're supposed to be doing. But the problem, the issue of this is that these people are want to be held in a regard of being professional. If you're a professional, even with myself, I can't say that every time, when I was younger in intelligence apparatus of this country that I worked, that I was totally professional. But you grow into being professional, because there's a lot of people that think that they're professional just because you have the job title. But you also have to, you always also have to live up to that. Now, the problem with these gentlemen, that the liberals have infiltrated pretty much all of our law enforcement to a degree. And what they're trying to do, even to the law enforcement officers that are on the street, the everyday police officer one, or the sheriff, they're trying to discourage them so they won't enforce the law. That's the same thing that's happening on the executive level with the FBI. And I can't say any other intelligence agency or whatever, or law enforcement agency, but I've heard exclusively the FBI is horrible. And it's not all agents. It's the majority of them. And they're caught up in this political back and forth. That's why I said I'm so glad I'm an independent conservative. So now I don't have to sit up here and argue with this, who's right, the left or the right, because both of them have the issue. The problem of it is that the left has the more issues than the right. But the right is catching up, because you got a lot of conservatives that act just like liberals on the left. They try to act like they're not, but they really are. Yeah, I mean, they may not be, but they exhibit the behavior of a lefty. But see, that's what the issue is. And my thing of it is, if a president sits down and he has a confidential discussion with you, you should not be discussing it with anyone else outside of that. And that is totally what the issue is. The issue is that all of these guys, everyone wants to sit and have a conversation with someone, tape it and everything, and then come out and want to tape and run to the, run to the nearest reporter and write a book, do seminars. That's all these guys are about. I mean, it's about making a buck. It's about making a buck and sticking wholly to the political views and to that political party. That's what the sad part of all this is. The sad part is that we still playing these back and forth games, and these back and forth games is getting us nowhere, absolutely nowhere.
But you touched on it, and I want you to expound on it a little bit when you say these guys are forgotten. That they're Americans first, that they're up for American security first, or U.S. security, I should say. You know, what they're doing is disgusting, and they're playing party politics. Now, people need to understand, when I say this, when I say left and liberal, I'm talking two different things, all right? I mean, the hardcore left are the quote-unquote socialist/communist/ think that they got all the answers. They know the only way. There are some good liberal people out there, if you would, who just they just think of things a little differently. They come at things a little differently than we do. But they're not people that hate America. The lefties hate America. They hate what we stand for. Do you agree with that?
Well, I agree that the Democrat political entity does not hate the United States. It's the liberal and the socialist that do. See, that's what I say. It's the difference in between all of them. The Democrat is more politics. The liberal is more of the screwy, the simple mind thought of one of a Democrat, and the socialist one is the one that's just far, just totally off, just out of this world with some of their views, and they don't realize. But you have this instilled in a lot of people. You have the all three of them is instilled in some people. That's why with our conservatives, you got the stark Republican, you got the conservative, you got the Christian conservative, and then you also have the neocon. So that's the one that's the warmonger that wants war all the time. That's probably pro world government also. So that's why I said you have you have to watch a lot of these people when you talk to them, and you have to understand and talk to them and see exactly what their position is on a lot of things, because a lot of things is you know, they're making it political, and they don't understand exactly what they're following. You know, that's the same thing with the left. The Democrats take a political Democrat is a person that they love the country. They just have a different view than a Republican. Okay, that's okay. We can agree to disagree. That's all a part of being an adult. But then you get the liberal who comes up with things like, okay, let's take other people's wealth and give to, you know, like that BS of robbing the rich, giving to the poor. And I'm sitting there like, oh, you said, but yet, you know, you guys taking put all the pollution by flying on private jets. And I'm like, you know, most of you fly on private jets, and you know, or you got Bigfoot Michelle Obama. And so the Sasquatch or the organic ostrich, and she wanted to tell you what to eat and everything. I was like, you know, these people are crazy, man. And, but then the socialist is the one that believes in all of this, but yet you got all these people coming here from socialist countries that don't understand exactly what socialism, which my wife can tell you about a lot about, you know, socialism. You know, it's just, people just don't understand. And then a lot of them, they come here, and you see all these people that walk around and they pump their fish about socialism, but you're making money off of capitalism. Well, you know, off of a capitalist country, but yet you got problems with, you know, it's retarded. That is, I mean, you know, I don't know anything else to call it but retarded. Yeah, let me not say retarded. Let me say nearsighted thinking. Let me say that, because I don't want anyone to get offended.
You know what's really funny about that word is that it has a lot of meanings to it. It's not a negative connotation. When you talk about something being, you know, retarded, and it doesn't, you know, grow the way it's supposed to,
Joe, let me say this, and I hope I didn't offend anyone, but let me say it's idiotic at best, and, you know, it's just, it's crazy. That's why I don't like to talk to them, because it's a waste of time.
Yeah, well, I have to. It's my job. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Guess who's going to be with me on the other side of the break? You got it. Corey Duncan. Don't go far.
Hey, Bubsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. And bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
I love it. It's the Congress's theme song. That's what I would play. You know, with Nancy Pelosi watching the room, that's exactly what I would play. No question about it. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Let me just bring him in. I always enjoy when he's with us. So bring Corey Duncan joins us as he does every week and gives us some real insight as to what's going on out there in the real world, because I'm stuck in a cave here, but he's not. He's hanging out watching the football game. Life stuff. Corey, how you doing?
Always a pleasure to be here. Thank you, and thanks for having you and Tammy are the best. Also, you know, me and my good friend Joe was just talking offline. To all of those that have followed me and Anna and also our family, we have not stopped doing things for the American citizen. Also, have not forgotten anything about the America's young youth, and also the Young Americans Association. We have not walked away from that. We took a step back for a little while because we had some other things that's going on within our, you know, the Grassroots Conservative Association's group. We're not going anywhere. We're still around. It's just that I haven't said a whole lot because you can't. I'm not able to say a whole lot about a whole lot of things that's going on. And I like for things to happen first, so then people can sit and say, well, so it's just scrutinize this. I mean, yeah, I don't care about what people scrutinize about. But the thing of it is that we're very tight-lipped about a lot of our projects, and in the next week or two, maybe next Thursday, I'll be able to give a complete assessment of what's going on. So, but continue to follow us at www.conservativejet.com. Remember, you have to sign up. You can't peek and run away. You have to sign up. So,
you mean I can't go in there and throw little bombs at you and then come back out again?
No. You can't come in and steal our material like other people was doing. And so, but I won't get into that. That's something in the wind, in the past. It's forgiven, but not forgotten. But it's okay. But you know, I want to say this also, Joe, is that when you're dealing with business like this, and you have a educational process, even if it's an individual educational process, you have a humongous attack that's going on conservatives or anyone that's trying to run schools of this magnitude. You have a lot of people that attack it. And then the attack is on a, especially if you want to tell anything about history or especially about patriotism about this country. So people, what I would say is this, do not do charter schools, and not to even say anything about, the gentleman that purchased the prep schools from the Grassroots Conservative Association group. I won't say do not attend their school, but what I will say is you want a clear cut judgment, homeschool. That's the best thing you can do right now because they're pushing everyone to try. They're cutting off all avenues so that you will either do public school or pay a Catholic school that's turning into a public school several hundred thousand dollars when you can just take and homeschool. Trust me. Well, it's so easy. You can find an educator, pay them to teach your children the same thing that's being taught in the public schools, probably, and they would have a better education than they had in the public schools.
Yeah, I don't totally disagree with you, but here's what I say to you, though. There were a lot of charter schools started to help offset some of the crazy stuff that was going on in the regular schools. They had a lot of autonomy, but in California recently, the California Teachers Association has a lot of power, a lot of money, put pressure on charter schools out here. It's going across the country. You're having less and less choices in the charter schools and or independent means of education. And the sad part about it is public education is one of the only places where whether it's doing well or doing bad, the government forces you to do it their way. And
they're
really
doing it
scary
with charter schools also.
Well, so
they're shutting down
a different kind of charter.
But they're forcing it on the charter schools because most of the charter schools are getting money. What I did with the prep schools, that was solely my wealth. That wasn't a government grant or nothing. That was my wealth.
Of all five or six
of those schools. And the thing of it is that you have to make a business decision. If someone told you that you had a lemonade stand and it was a lemonade factory coming and they was going to start making lemonade, would you still stay in business or would you go ahead and sell? See, it's all about business. You have to understand sometimes when the boat is, if you see a boat and someone tells you, hey, the boat doesn't have an oar in it and it's going to sink, and you started trying to take buckets and trying to get, and your boat is still sinking, and it's either two things. You enjoy the ocean or you're a fool. It's one of the two. So,
all right, let's get to something before we run out of time, much more serious. Okay? I mean, this is like extremely serious. AOC can't sleep at night. She woke up the other night because the problem was that she knows that with the glaciers that are melting all over the planet, that there'll be a release of ancient diseases, you know, ones that we haven't seen in a millennial, you know, I mean, because they're all trapped inside of these ice glaciers, and as they melt, they're going to release these diseases that we don't know anything about. You know, maybe what might happen is you might have like some kind of dinosaur that's released that's been frozen all this time that'll bring even more diseases. And, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I think she watched too many episodes of Godzilla. What do you think?
Well, what I'll say is this. You had me fooled for a minute because you were like, when we were going to talk about something very serious. And I'm like, the segment that I was talking about was very, I meant every word of that. But then to talk about someone that's taking and trying to unfrozen fossils from 2,000 years ago, now I understand that's a joke. And so keep your night job.
This is my night.
Keep your night job. Are you serious? There's got to be somebody from San Francisco. There's got to be. There's got to be somebody from the Fillmore District.
You know?
And, you know.
God, I would love to take you. We have to plan this.
Oh, no. Wait a minute.
No. We're gonna hire a camera crew, and Corey and I are gonna go to San Francisco, and we're gonna walk through the streets of San Francisco, and he's truly gonna have army boots on. I'm gonna have to wear some too to go through there, and get his real time impression on what's going on in the streets. What do you think?
That's cool. As long as I can wear my cowboy boots. And they take me a big bucket of sassy. And you're from Texas, you know what sassy is. And I have no problem about going with you.
I'm
going to dish it out to them.
I'm going to need you to protect me. No, seriously. You know what? It's funny.
No. First of all, Joe, I'm quite sure you're from Boston. I know I don't need to protect you at all. I know. Trust me. I know Rocky put his arm Apollo put his arm around the dude and told him if he can't fight, he can damn sure cook. But I know that's not you. So.
Wait a minute, I can cook.
Oh, Lord.
No, I think it's funny. If you want to see, I tell people all the time, if you want to see how this country would run, if it was totally run by Democrats, if you gave them total control, just come to California. Check out San Francisco. Check out Los Angeles, you know, where you do have, you know, she's so worried about those glaciers, melting. Why don't she come to L.A. she can't wear a mask. She has to come to L.A., hang around in downtown, see if she can get some of the plagues now that are coming back, some of the diseases that we haven't seen in decades, because people are crapping in the street, peeing in the streets, and doing all kinds of crazy stuff. So, you know, again, this is really, really, really scary to think that they don't see anything wrong with any of this. And those are the lefties. Those aren't just liberals. Those are lefties that think that they don't even want to come downtown. They don't even want to go into San Francisco.
You know, truthfully, I've never been there, and I like to go there once just to see for myself. Nothing can be worse. Nothing can be as bad as Baltimore. You know, their city government was sitting there arguing the other day about banning trash, about banning paper bags in the city. And you got almost mid-200 murders, and you're arguing about a paper bag. Right, okay, all right.
and the lunacy gets worse. They're still killing people there over the weekends. You see, Chicago and Baltimore, right? They're still having people murdered every weekend. And yet... the problem is semi-automatic guns.
Well, my friend, the problem is that we need to make instead of 7 days a week, we need to make it 2 days a week. And maybe that would cut down on the murder every day that goes on, the murder and mayhem that goes on in Baltimore City, which is open season on Baltimore City police officers. And then the problem of it is that the man said the other day that he's tired of hearing Baltimore police officers online sniping at him. Well, no. Guess what? That's what happens when you won't let them do their job. Thank you, Corey. God bless.
There you go. Quick. Where do people find you? Real quick.
www.conservativegen.com. Thank you. God bless everyone and continue to support Joe and Tammy.
Hey, come on back because we're going to talk about whether Hillary actually paid women to come against Trump. We'll be back in a few minutes. You'll see the real side.